if you saw my tweet, but I did tweet, "Dear God, I may need drugs." Nathan's starting to sing.
That's what I was singing to you. Are we sponsored today, Mike?
Sponsored?
Yeah.
By?
Breakfast. I'm going to have another one of these.
Yeah, go for it. Cinematic.
I have to.
Breakfast toast.
Toast.
Welcome to the Christmas Watcher Special, hosted by your favourite watchers. I'm Dean.
I'm Em.
I'm Mike.
Got a bit of a mouthful. I'm Nath.
Hey, we've Nath. All got a mouthful.
Yeah.
Get that Christmas cheer happening. Yeah, right over your head.
I'm beautiful. Also a Christmas jester.
You're the Christmas jester, yeah.
You are.
The Christmas clown.
Yeah. So what's new?
Yeah.
Except it's Christmas.
Mm-mm-mm.
Still a jester.
So this is our special Christmas episode of Watch Out. The same usual fun from the gang you know and love. Plus we have a secret Santa Christmasness going on.
Plus we had Dean's annual Christmas calamity.
I was about to say, okay, we're diving in. Okay, so literally just before we started recording with our breakfast that we're eating right now.
Mm-mm-mm.
Which is tasty, by the way. Thank you, Dean.
Thank you, Dean.
Thank you, Dean.
A jar broke in my hands, full of water. A big jar. It broke in my hands, and I cut open my arm. So I wrapped it. Well, the joys of having the gang around me is we all went to emergency and had a little water experience together. The irony was that this was at like 9:30 in the morning, so it's been 2 hours. And we had I basically got some stitches. There was a really hot nurse. If you follow me on Facebook, you'll see that I put pictures up of him hanging out in the...
You did. Mm-hmm. You really did.
Nice. And yeah. Nice.
It sounds like a song, doesn't it?
I got 3 stitches in my arm.
Three little stitches. Yeah. 2 in emergency.
And 1 really hot nurse.
And a hand job from a hot nurse.
Oh! Moving on.
Okay,
is that snow?
And a hand job from a hottie.
Yay. So yeah, it works perfectly. Wow. So yeah, that was a fun start to recording, quite quickly.
It really is.
The most irritating part of it, though, is not the 3 stitches in my arm. It's the cut on my thumb. Like, it's like, you know, like when you get a paper cut?
Yeah.
It's that kind of irritation.
It's just annoying. Yeah.
But hey, so yeah, that was a great start to our morning. I hope you're all having a great Christmas season and not getting irritated by people and when you're shopping, because people are annoying shits. really. Like,
and for like 2 or 3 weeks now, the shops have just been bedlam. People get too stressed about it. You see people like they've got their Mission Impossible faces on. They're like, get out of my way. I have to find the perfect gift for every single person in my life. And it's just like,
and they just
chill
the fuck out. Like, take a chill pill.
Dean and I saw a lovely picture of someone took a pram into JB Hi-Fi. Crazy.
And left the pram.
Yes. While they went.
As I'm eating. Left the pram without a child in it in the middle of the checkout line.
Wow. Okay. As you do.
Reserved.
Just retarded.
I mean, I have to say, no offense to parents, but there seem to be some parents out there that thinks that they can use prams as just some kind of a barge to get through the crowds. They're just like,
how dare you,
a pram.
How dare you, Emma? I take offense to that.
Yeah, but you don't do that, do you?
Of course. You need that horn as the pram comes through.
Yeah.
No, I've got to say, I actually respect a parent that's using their pram as a bit of a battering ram.
Really?
Because they're not being like those parents that are just slowly meandering and have all the stuff around. Like, at least they're making a path of least resistance and we can follow behind them.
Or you have a mother's club in the middle of the
mother's aisle. Mother's club, shit me the fucking tears.
while everybody's trying to manoeuvre around you. It's just not right.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's another podcast. We could probably go on and on about crazy pram antics.
Yeah. Personally, I'm just jealous of the kids in the pram. I'm like, someone get a pram and sit me in it and just push me around the shops.
It's got a wheelchair.
I'd be happy to have that.
Well, you should ask the silent watcher.
With a nice little bottle of alcohol or some kind.
Just sit there and, it'd be so good.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but anyway, let's get on with the podcasty fun. I think before we dive into... what we're watching and all that other stuff. I mean, we'll get through it. We'll let Mike be a bit of a focus because he's got to bugger off. This would have been a completely different episode if I hadn't cut my arm open.
So selfish.
But I feel like there's a Santa Claus situation that we should kick off with in the house.
Yes. Can we hear Santa coming?
I don't think he sounds like that.
It's a good effect. It's a good effect.
I'm going to put that out there.
Yeah, I'm feeling a bit dizzy from doing that all the time.
But I'm going to kick it off. I'm going to hand out my presents. I think this makes for great radio.
It does make for great radio.
It actually does.
Enjoy the...
Describe the wrapping.
I'm going to... Well, my wrapping... Okay,
it's
so
like
everyone...
It's purple leopard.
It's purple. It's purple zebra.
Purple zebra, sorry.
I want to explain because I have a purple Christmas tree. A dark purple Christmas tree with black decorations. So I'm going to hand
my
presents out.
Did you know purple's my favourite colour?
It's mine too.
Yeah.
It's like we're twins with really different hair.
Yeah. Eeyore, purple.
So that's M's.
Oh,
pass that over.
Thank you.
That's Mike's.
Oh, wow.
And this is Nate's. And Nate's also in this. I'm your secret Santa.
Oh.
He knew that because I told him in emergency because I was bored.
Secret Santa? What do you mean?
Our mate Billy from Sydney does a comic book secret Santa. And I'm Nate, so I just got him something a little extra. Okay. So from me to you, open.
Oh, we're open. Okay,
and
we're opening
the
Denver.
And the listeners can hear the...
Yes. Wrapping.
I'm starting on the left-hand side.
Yeah. Okay.
Ooh, I usually try to do it really carefully, but I'm just
I so wanted to read this.
I know.
Okay, so from Dean, I got The Wicked and the Divine. I got Afterlife with Archie. I'm excited.
Yep. Oh, Dean,
and I got Bitch Planet. Woo!
That is awesome.
Oh my God, Bitch Planet!
Yep.
I got Bitch.
Hey. I'm trying to get that at my local comic book store.
Can I point something out?
The last
three copies that All Star Comics had, I got them, one for each, and I've got one too.
Thank you.
The actual comic book that is there, I was speaking to... Oh, I feel so bad. I can't remember her name from All-Star.
Oh, Kaz.
Kaz. Mm. And I kind of looked at it and went, I need something for M. So, and Kaz and I were like, all right, we can figure this out. And also because what's happened
so
this week...
I know.
Well, what happened this week? I knew you would. That's why I was like, let's get this done. Australia's comic book deliveries have been completely fucked. Oh, by the way, I'd like to point out what I've gotten Mike is a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Mark Nightlight. Michelangelo.
Is that going on the wall at Diane's place?
I'm just going to quickly announce because I want to go through. So Dean got me a copy of Bitch Planet, which I was super excited about.
Yes.
He also got me Disney Princess's version of Uno, which I can't fucking wait to crack open and play. When I get home this afternoon, I'm playing.
My mum thought, when mum saw that, she goes, have you gotten that for your 8-year-old cousin? And I'm like, no. Hell no. She doesn't deserve it.
And also this amazing looking comic called Strong Female Protagonist by Brennan Lee Mulligan and Molly Ostertag?
Yeah. And here's what's interesting, because I was speaking to Kaz about it, and I'm like, I want something different for M, not superhero-y, something with a different edge. And she turned around and went, this book irritated the shit out of me, and then I thought it was the best thing I've ever read.
Ooh.
And I was like, that is enough. She goes, three quarters of the book, I hated it, and I need it to turn around for me. And she goes, it's like the best thing I've ever read.
We love Kaz. Wow. We'll be having her on the show next year.
Okay.
So
we really should have her on the show. She's great.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you, Santa Dean.
Merry Christmas, Santa Dean.
Yeah.
Mike,
awesome
Mike, gifts. You go, Mike. Mike, hand out your presents.
I feel as though my gifts are really going to pale in comparison.
Don't be ridiculous. It's
we'll do the gift, not the point.
It's the gift of giving that gives the gift.
That is true. That keeps giving as a gift of givingness.
Gift.
Give us.
Draw two, Em. Draw two.
All right. So what's going on?
Draw two.
Yep.
Wild card.
Let it go.
Can totally open these while you're
If you've got the Elsa and it's a bad one, you can just say let it go.
Yes.
You like that?
Yes. This whole thing just froze. Now, Nath, I have a gift here for you. And there's a couple of gifts that are from Nath and myself.
Oh, yes. Let's wait. So, Em, you do yours and then we'll do ours last.
Okay.
We've done combinees.
There are
cards. Oh, cards. I didn't even do cards.
Yeah.
I was going to get cards and then... Okay.
This is my first Christmas card.
These are similar-ish gifts, but you'll see that they are themed in a particular way for each
We've all got the same paper? Okay, cool.
You have all got the same paper.
Thanks, Em.
I know what that is.
I just want to read... M's message to me, she goes, Dear Jean, Merry Christmas. I hope you find some time to have a break over the holidays. I do too.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah.
Dear Nath, Merry Christmas.
You forgot the last part of the card.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you enjoy.
Oh, thanks for being a great podcast buddy. Right back at you, baby.
Yeah.
And Nath just got,
Merry
Christmas,
Nath. Merry Christmas. I hope you enjoy the holidays with your slightly bigger family. All the best, 2015.
It's all in the reading, Nate. Like,
thanks for being a podcast buddy.
Monotone.
Hey, I deliberately made each card different, so I wasn't just going to write the same
thing. Thanks, Em. I love it.
See, and I can.
That sounds genuine.
Awesome.
I love it. Oh, okay, Dean's opening.
So it's It's not actual like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But it's like the Lego version of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And I thought that was pretty rad.
Oh my God, that's
and
awesome.
And who doesn't love Lego?
I love Lego.
Now, I've got to read my message. So I'm going to try and sound like M. Hang on.
Dear Mike, Merry Christmas. I hope Santa brings you and Diane lots of great presents. I hope 2015 is an awesome year for you. Love, M. XXX.
That's amazing. See,
that's how you do it.
Mike, amazing. That was amazing. You sounded exactly like me.
I love how you do it.
Your impersonations are great. They've improved so much from the last podcast. They really have.
You threw your voice. Yeah. It was fantastic.
Yes, okay. You did.
What did I get? Ooh, I got DC superheroes. Batman.
So awesome. I love my Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Batman
Lego.
That's with the Joker in his duck.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Lego. That's his Lego. Lego.
Oh,
that's
my Penguin. God, it is. It's Penguin.
What did I say? Yeah. I said Joker. Sorry.
Can I just say, I searched for Doctor Who Lego for you, and I couldn't find
the
it.
The only place you're going to get it is at the Doctor Who pop-up shop.
Yeah, yeah. I searched for it.
Yeah.
Do they have a TARDIS? TARDIS?
They should. Imagine that.
Mark is struggling.
And for those playing at home, yes, my Lego was a turtle's back.
Yep.
So that is awesome.
Is that Karai?
It is. Karai bike. Closely followed by Leonardo.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm. I love that we have a theme. Even our packaging matches, Em. Good on us.
Yeah. So Merry Christmas, guys.
I know, right? Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, there's more.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So... Mark and I decided to do a combino present.
Oh, you guys.
Because we love it.
Thank you. Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Nathan.
And ours two do have a theme as well.
Okay.
So,
Santa, love Santa, Mark and Santa.
No, read
Oh, my God. It says, dear Jean, have a marvelous Christmas and a brand new year. Does M say have a feminist Christmas?
It should.
Mine says, okay, dear M, wishing you a happy Christmas and that this gift mermaid your day. Love, Santa Mike and Santa Nate. Oh, aw, cool. You guys. You and your puns.
Now, show. Good. Now, Dean's is...
Oh, I've seen this. You've seen this? Radness. Yeah. Radness.
Okay. It's a Captain America tee.
No, but hang on, there's more.
It's exciting. Let me get the app for it.
Yep.
There's an app for your t-shirt.
And something instructions?
Yes, there's a little bit of instructions.
Put your head through the large hole at the top of the t-shirt.
Open yours, Em, while I look for the app.
What does the app do?
I'll show you. Just wait. Just patience.
And, I've got mine here as well. May your Christmas be more fun than a ninja sharpening their swords?
The eyes move?
Yes.
Do the eyes move?
Okay, they will.
Do the eyes move?
They will. They really will.
Okay, I don't know if this will work into good podcasting.
Emma, no, that won't.
Apparently, everybody, the eyes move on my t-shirt.
You get an app. Put...
Oh, Em, that's gorgeous.
Em?
Got me black milk aerial leggings.
We got you black milk aerial leggings.
Oh, my fucking God.
Did I just see your lip quiver?
Oh, my God.
I don't know
if people at home really understand.
M is excited about
it. I think we need photos of gifts.
I think you've done good. Well, we can do that after. We are recording.
Yes.
So is this the smallest size they had?
It is, yes.
Okay, good.
Hopefully that will fit you.
Yeah, hopefully it will.
I want you playing Uno cards in that this doing? Afternoon.
Okay, guys, for those playing along at home.
He just ripped my t-shirt open.
I did rip his t-shirt open.
Oh, okay, got it. The eyes moved. I was like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Later this afternoon, I'm going to post a photo to the Watcher Facebook page of me playing Uno in my Disney princess leggings.
Awesome.
It's going to happen.
Ooh, I got the Krang and the neutralizer.
T-shirt.
And the
guys,
eyes
thank
move.
You so much.
And the eyes blink.
This is really awesome.
If you guys coming to the emergency room with me wasn't enough.
This stuff as well. I love it.
It's great. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Really love it.
Very thoughtful.
Oh, Mike, did you open your gift?
No, he can't get his phone
turtles.
Out of my t-shirt.
Yes.
Yes.
What did you get?
You got so much awesome turtle stuff.
It is a very turtle Christmas.
Yeah,
I got
very turtle Christmas.
The neutralizer, the amphibious assassin of Dimension X, and Krang, which is awesome because I didn't have a Krang yet, and now I do.
Yeah, would it be terrible if I just ran out for a second and put these on?
Yes,
nah, do it. Because really, Mark's going to be going in like 10 minutes. So I feel like
we're not that close.
We should
massive
Mark watching, reading.
I've got nothing to talk about.
You've got nothing to talk about.
I haven't had a chance to read anything.
Well, that's because the delivery hasn't arrived yet.
Guys, you guys start with your stuff. I'm going to run and put these on.
Oh, hang on. Now. Oh, yes, there we go.
Dear Nath, have a very watcher Christmas.
Oh, cool picture.
From Mike.
That's
and I got
a cool
picture.
Drawing.
Did you sign it? Oh, yeah, you signed Mike. That's good enough.
All right. You guys are so good at getting presents.
And I got Wicket, the Ewok.
Awesome.
Pop.
And I got Fix It.
Fix It Felix.
Had to be Fix It.
Yeah, it had to be Fix It.
You want to fix it to my oh, geez, now I've forgotten his name. Wreck It.
Yeah.
Wreck It to Fix It.
Wreck It.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Beautiful. Thank you. Cool. I love it.
Well, this is made so amazing.
Oh, now this is well, quickly, Em, while you go do that.
You can go put your tarts on.
Did you read your card first?
I don't know if
you need to read the card.
I feel like a quick presenting.
This is a special.
It's got out of control.
This is a special gift. This is the re-gifting re-gift that we're starting a tradition on. Okay, so there are rules to this re-gifting gift.
All right, let's talk rules. So the rules of Weird Al, I keep thinking Weird Al. Number one, it must be on display in a prominent place. Number two, a photo of Weird Al is to be taken in its new home and posted on Facebook with the words, I just got this great gift from insert name. And its name is Weird Al.
Oh, I thought it was like Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, actually, same.
Weird Al.
Yep. But his name is Say Weird
Who.
Al.
I say who.
I like it.
I say Al.
Yep. So, and that's open to anybody in this room that you can re-gift.
Yes.
Any anniversary, any God. Occasion.
Yep, I like it.
Okay.
Yes. New tradition, new watch a tradition. Oh, okay. Dean, come on. Well, it's a beautiful Weird Al.
All right.
I think the most prominent
could it
place
not have
I can
been like
it...
a Pop Funko Al?
No.
I think that's the point. This is like a gloriously awful present.
Me yeah. Al, call me Al. Call me Al. Anyway. Okay, so Mike, since you're going to have to jet off shortly because of the whole emergency room thing and you have lunch plans, so you've been reading nothing because nothing's been delivered?
It's true. I am behind on my reading, but hopefully in the new year I will be all up to date.
What about watching?
Watching? Oh, well, Arrow and Flash.
Oh, yeah.
The mid-season finals were amazing. Awesome. Yeah.
I'm going to talk about them when I'm in my watching moment, which is not now. It's all
look, I mean, for me, I love them both. I thought they really both had strengths. You know, we're seeing where we're going with The Flash. They've given away a couple of huge spoilers. Whether that is a red herring, we're yet to see.
No, I think it's a red herring.
Yeah.
I think that big spoiler at the end is the massive red herring.
Yes.
And it's Iris's fella.
Oh, right, yeah, Thorn.
They're still saying that they're trying to prolong it as much as they possibly can.
Because there are certain clues throughout the episode as to why he didn't decide to kill him and everything like that. So
there's four Professor Zooms, isn't there?
Yeah.
What? So there's four different Professor Zooms in the comic books.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah. So probably the most notable one is
Edibon.
Is Eddie.
Eddie.
But, it could be the other three they're alluding to. However, I agree. I think it's red herring as well.
Yeah, okay, so very cool. Arrow, yes, very unexpected ending to that episode.
I actually saw that coming.
Yeah.
In a good way, but I saw that coming. But,
yeah.
It's the direction the whole episode took, I saw that coming big time. Yeah.
But it's clear that I think we could see the use of a Lazarus.
Oh, we will.
Yeah. So,
come on.
Yeah. But it'd be interesting to see how Arsenal's character steps up for the next few episodes.
Well, he needs to, considering he's done nothing.
Yeah, and that's what the producers have said as well. They said they feel they've given him nothing so far this season. So now it's his chance to kind of take the spotlight for a couple episodes before the inevitable return of Oliver Queen.
Because he's on holiday.
Yeah, that's right.
He's gone to the resort called the Lazarus Pit.
So that's pretty cool.
It's very cool. Yes. That's pretty much all I've watched, but you know what? Great watching. So really happy. I haven't actually watched the last episode of Gotham before the break. So
well,
I
haven't
to watch
watched
that.
Past the second.
I haven't watched past the first episode.
Yeah,
Emma.
It's not, it's
admit,
not
it
grabbing me enough
yeah,
to care. Like
it didn't keep grab me
I hear
enough.
Some great stuff, but keep I'm watching. Like, oh, Neighbours is on. You know they've got Harold and Madge coming back in some capacity.
Oh, hang on.
I know. It's going to be like not a dream sequence. It'll probably be a dream sequence or flashback or something. Or someone will have a life and death experience.
Oh.
But Neighbours is kicking off at the beginning of the year with the 30th anniversary of the show. Like,
wow.
And they keep alluding to try. Delta's coming back. Ugh.
She's got nothing better to do.
Well,
Delta's got a brand new bag.
Not really.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And it's actually old. It's a recycled bag.
Amazing.
Because she's a bag.
But the one thing I do plan on watching before my return to the microphone again, is Horrible Bosses 2.
Horrible Bosses.
I want to talk about this with
you. You want to talk?
Yeah.
That's the response I was looking for.
Not.
But Yes. So, but apart
are you
from
seriously
that,
gonna watch that?
Yeah,
he has.
No, he's got.
Is that what you're saying? You have already.
I'm not yet, but we'll be shortly.
Mike.
Is Diane? I don't even see this.
Oh, don't subject Diane to this.
Has she seen Horrible Bosses?
She's a good person. She doesn't deserve this. Okay.
No one deserves it.
No one deserves it.
You're so negative, man.
Yeah.
So negative.
Yeah. At least I'm not forcing horrible media onto my life.
No, it's horrible
life
bosses.
Lover, okay.
I agree. Bosses.
I was wondering where you were going to go with that. I'm like, how are you going to describe it? Oh, PS News. My sister got engaged yesterday.
Oh, yay.
In Italy, Enrico. They were skiing and Enrico popped the question in the snow.
Enrico. That's
well,
fabulous.
They've gone back to Italy. We knew. If they didn't come back with a ring on her finger, there was going to be a fucking problem. Quite
yeah, okay.
We know they're getting married. If all of the times, why would you not do it when you're back in your home country and shit like that? So that's awesome. And it just reinforces that I really need to start dating.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Like it's not for. It's not even
so that you can have your own Enrico
propose
to you.
I can't even say it's not for lack of trying. I'm just really ridiculously social to the point that I don't even notice it. But I figured out something. Sorry to make it all about me.
No.
Hashtag. I'm really attracted to people that don't know me.
Oh.
Because I'm a bit of a gay liberty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. It's not like my life on the D list. At least it's something more like Z. Mm-hmm. But people kind of know me and know what I do and talk to me like they do already, and that's not an attractive appeal to me.
Yeah.
So I need someone to either completely surprise me in that regard, or I ended up pashing with some fellow a couple of weeks ago who had no idea who I was, and I realized that's my go-to. Mm. I need someone to not know me, and then I'm fine.
So you need to move. Yeah. You need to move to a new town.
Who has
start
time
a
for
new
that?
Life?
Yeah, who has time
right.
for that?
Yeah,
I'm booked up all up till comedy festival.
See you on Skype.
Anyway. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much it for me for this episode, as I do have to run. But a big
running.
Christmas
I've never
and
seen you, run.
You know New Year's.
Well, we'll try to do a New Year's recording
before
New
Year's.
Yes.
No, we won't, because I'm going to Thailand on Boxing Day.
Bitch.
So, and I won't be here for New Year's.
That's
it'll
right.
be what you doing with that M.
I'll be on a beach in Thailand drinking cocktails.
Yeah. Bitch.
You'll be drinking buckets is what you'll be doing.
Bitch.
Drinking buckets?
Oh, they have
buckets. Yeah, buckets. You're going to love it. They're huge.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
So jealous.
Big start writing
so this is
now
the last watch a group sign off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
a big Merry Christmas to you all out there, watchers, and have a wonderful season. I'm leaving now, but the guys will give their wishes shortly after.
Thanks, Santa Mike.
Thanks, Santa M. Such a turtly Christmas.
It's a very turtly Christmas.
It's a very turtly Christmas.
Yep.
I never thought I'd say those words, but I'm so glad I have.
Yeah. So,
and big thank you to you guys for this year as well. It's been a great year and
stuff.
It's been the year of Mike. We were discussing that before.
Mike.
Like Mike, I want to
the
be
year of
like
Mike.
Mike.
Actually, yep. I do make an appearance in the Radioactive Lounge.
I did see a picture of you on there.
So yeah, they did ask me my comic for the year this year, so I gave my rendition. And Batman. Surprise! So I've tried to appear on as many things as I can this year, and let's see if I can do it again next year. And I want to bring you all along with me.
Love it.
Whoa, is that a promise or a threat? I don't know.
Yeah. Right
now. But thank you, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Okay, Mike's,
right.
Mike's plane
Thanks, Mike.
Is coming.
Yeah.
The plane's arrived. The plane.
I'm going to shoot a grappling hook Dark Knight style and just take off out of the building. Just like,
bye,
my
Mike.
People need me.
Bye, Mike. The plane.
Seriously, that's your plane.
It's your plane. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Now boarding.
Bye.
Bye, Mike.
Now boarding.
Thanks for the presents.
Love you.
And Em, we'll see you next year, but we'll see you next week.
Yeah. What day?
Well, we're not organising it now. We're
recording. Yep.
Now Mike's. On what you're organising.
Yeah.
Listen to the team organise the next catch-up.
Taking my owl with me.
Yes, weird owl.
I'm taking my owl and
Don't
I'm
forget.
Leaving.
Picture.
And your turtles.
Picture and
yeah.
post.
So
from
many
her
turtles.
Place, well, there's plenty of places at mum's place.
That's true.
There's blood still all coming through.
Oh.
Not working too hard.
Don't move. Don't move your arms. Statue.
Right.
Statue.
Anyway. Okay, so and then there were three.
And
yes.
then there was three.
Mike just fell. yes, so let's dive into the rest
let's.
Of Watch Ring. Do we have any news?
Oh, we do. We have one news item, which is quite interesting. Sony, with the big Sony hack that's happened, it's getting a bit out of hand and a bit ridiculous now. However, one of the very interesting official things that came out of it is that Daniel Craig is trying to get out of his contract for being Bond. So Bond 24 will be his fourth Bond. Mm-hmm. And he's actually contracted to do 7. So he's got 3 more after this one, mm-hmm. after he does Spectre. And they're considering, Sony are considering letting him out of his contract and getting Idris Elba into.
Who's that?
Idris Elba, he plays Luther. He's African English. Is that what he's black? He's black.
That BBC show.
Yes.
Luther?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's him. They're talking about getting him into into the role of Bond. Now, I mean, obviously, when Daniel Craig first stepped into the role of Bond for Casino Royale, they did talk about how James Bond is a code name just like 007 is as well. Mm-hmm. So all the James Bonds that we've seen in the past are just different people. As a Bond, interesting. I think that's interesting. It's first black Bond.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm all for pushing the franchise in new and different directions.
Yes, yes. Definitely.
I'm not sure about the choice. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
he's
a
very good actor.
I still haven't seen Luther. So
he's a great actor, but I'm just not sure.
I can't comment.
Well, you've seen him in Thor.
Yeah, but I can't comment on that. That's not
he's such a bit part.
Isn't enough of any kind of accurate representation for me to judge whether or not he's going to good.
It's been around
all
for
I can
time.
Judge is wow, he's a pretty person. That's pretty much all I can take from that.
Yeah,
and that's the news.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't have any news either. I can't think of
anything. Yeah, we don't need to talk about Sony.
I didn't care about
news.
I was bothering to focus on everything else because I've watched a lot. I've read a lot. It's an amazing time to be reading.
Well, should we go into what you're reading?
Why not? I'll let you guys go first because
Why don't we, in the spirit of saving time, the three of us just talk about what we've watched and read.
Okay.
And just take it in turns.
I just want to dive straight in. Okay, so let's talk about mid-season finales.
Yes.
Flash, Arrow, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
All fantastic. I've just done a massive... I actually, last week also... Well, I'll get back to rewatch the entire first season of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I really love it. I understand why people just have issue, but it's a really great, awesome show. I enjoy it a lot. Season 2 has knocked out of the gate. Their mid-season finale...
Yep.
Spoilers are on.
Amazing.
Spoiler alert without Mark. Was absolutely brilliant.
Yes.
They basically have tied it directly into certain things within the comics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Terrigen and Miss have made it so bold and exciting.
Insinuated the Inhumans.
For someone who doesn't even watch the show. Like, if you don't know the show, it's still exciting and you don't need to be drilled into the comics. But I watched it with a group of people who don't watch the comics at all. And 10 minutes later, they're all on Wikipedia trying to figure out what this means.
Mm.
It was just bold and exciting. And it's great. And the introduction of former Wonder Woman as Mockingbird is great. And I love it.
Mm.
Arrow, I think it tapered off towards the season finale, to be truthfully honest. It was still great, but I was just kind of like, oh... Okay. I just kind of, the direction that I thought they would always either go in, they kind of went, and then you turned it and went, surprise ending. And while that was all great, it didn't surprise me.
I feel like Arrow is a bit like a roller coaster. I think we have to have a few.
That's Mike's plane flying off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye, Mike.
See you, Mike.
He's got a sign out the back saying, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
I feel that Arrow has continued a tradition of a bit of a roller coaster. So we kind of start the season really high and then it sort of drops down a little bit into the middle and then it sort of ramps up a little bit towards it.
Watching
and then we get
the Flash
the next
and Arrow
part.
Crossover, it was just really exciting and great. It's
it was
really
fun.
Great to see the way they're using those universes. Flash has been brilliant.
Yep.
I wasn't let down by the mid-season finale, but I just kind of went, okay, fine.
Yep.
It was all good. It's just I feel like they... because they were focusing so much on the crossover, and then it was like, oh, okay, mid-season finale.
Yes.
And I did get that from it. Still, it was fantastic. These are exciting TV shows, and I'm getting a massive kick out of watching them. Like I said, I rewatched the entire first season of Marvel's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. and loved it.
I need to get back into that because I let Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. go because it wasn't great the first half of season one, and I ended up letting it go. But
it's the last 4 or 5 episodes of season one,
for me,
I think.
It's more than that. Like, I understand why people let it go because they weren't getting what they wanted to get out of it. Yeah. But actually, when they finally dive into the Captain America stuff.
Yeah, that was the last four or five episodes, I think, of season one.
It's more
one.
Than that, I think. It's like 6 or 7.
What's that?
And the direction they choose to take it. It's like a third of the season.
Yeah.
It's just really exciting. And it really... I get it. I get what people why people aren't happy with it, but they've just got to. It's great.
I'm glad to hear that they're tying it in with the rest of the media now, because definitely. That's what they should have been doing from the beginning. Yep. I mean, that's the whole point of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's part of a transmedia story.
But the thing
it's meant
was,
to be tied in.
They were. Yeah. But ultimately, when you look at what you're dealing with, they can't the schedule, the constant problem they're going to have, like it's going to be a problem next year, it's going to be a problem with further movie releases unless they're set in space, is that a movie release schedule is different to a television series release schedule.
Yeah.
And a television series release schedule can change a month beforehand, you know?
Yeah. No, it is difficult to coordinate.
And coordinating that, and that's, and they learnt through doing this first season, they were doing stuff and didn't know when they were going to have the big twist.
Mm.
Now going back and watching and knowing the big twist that's occur, it's still just a joy for me. But I was one of those people that it wasn't when it was slowing down, it wasn't the thing I watched every week, but I still loved it.
Yep. Right, I'm going to revisit it.
Well, this is my Netflix joy. Like right now, I'm Netflix. Just diving. I'm seasons upon seasons of TV shows, and it's fantastic. Yeah.
Stop it's so
Netflix.
Good.
It makes everything in my life better.
I'm going to use that as an opportunity to jump in here.
Go for it.
And talk about my watching, because I'm actually going to talk about my watching and reading, because the money in my car is running out. The time's running out. So I'm a little
so
concerned
selfish.
That I might have to make a dash soon. So I have been. I haven't actually been watching many new things, and that's my joy of Netflix.
Same.
I love rewatching stuff that I love, and it's all there.
I don't even know there are new things on it.
I know, right? And there is. It's amazing. So I have been rewatching X-Files, which is just.
What are you up to now?
Oh my God.
What season are you up to?
I'm up to season two. Okay. I'm about four episodes
Dwayne Barry?
In.
You into Dwayne? Have you got to Dwayne Barry? No, Dwayne Barry.
No.
Okay. All
right. So I'm basically my barometer for what I'm up to is Mulder's hair. So I'm in the 90s fuzz stage. So it looks like straight hair that's been brushed too much with a soft bristle brush, and it's just gone into this weird afro fuzz.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's amazing. So I'm just absolutely loving the shit out of that.
Yeah.
I forgot how pouty and sexy Mulder is with his conspiracy theorizing. He's amazing. And I'm loving the experience because someone we know, Lauren Halstead from 42 Geek Street, is watching it at the same time for the first time.
Oh,
and I'm
wow.
Oh my God, you're having this experience for the first time.
Yep.
Wow. And I love when shit like that happens. Like when I know someone's watching something for the first time, I'm just like, oh my God, let me be a part of that with you because I want to see your face while you're watching it.
I'm that now with Fringe. I'm up to the second episode. Fringe is amazing.
Oh, haven't you watched that before?
I haven't watched
Fringe
either.
And Netflix, get onto
it. We have lots to talk about.
Brilliant.
So yeah, I'm watching, rewatching X-Files, rewatching Futurama. I've just started rewatching Flight of the Conchords.
That's right.
God,
is that
Flight
on
of the Conchords. No, it's not. Actually, I own it on DVD anyway. But anyway, the one new thing I have been watching is The Newsroom, although I'm
two episodes
behind.
Oh my God.
Yes,
same.
I've got the last two episodes to go.
I've got the last two forever.
I've watched it.
Shut up.
I've watched the end.
I'm really enjoying it, although I have to say, I feel that there's a lot of focus on, I forgot his name, the main character.
Will McAvoy.
Yeah,
I feel like there's
it all rounds itself. Just be patient.
No, I'm sure it does, but I don't know if I like the fact that he's kind of the center of everything. I know he's the main character and he runs the network, but there are so many side characters who I love.
But you got two episodes left?
Yeah.
I already know what's going to happen in the next episode because I've read a lot of scathing reviews episode online.
I've seen a lot of scathing reviews. I've chosen not to read them.
Yeah.
Right.
Look, I read them, but I'll try to go in there with an objective mind.
You can do it. You've got three doctorates.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it.
Yep.
I've got three doctorates, did you say?
Yeah.
I've got 3 degrees. I don't have three doctorates.
Yeah. Oh, Ems reminds me of that today. She, didn't.
Well,
she wasn't great
when
my arm was cut open.
No.
She's great at popular culture.
Tried to throw some pop culture theory at it and it just didn't work. Yeah.
I'll just give you an injection of pop culture.
And
it's like, I'm all there.
Yeah. No, but I mean, Sorkin doesn't have a great reputation. He's got a really bad reputation for being really sexist in his writing.
Yeah.
And apparently that's a major issue in the next episode. So,
well, it deals
I'm
with
just,
rape.
Yes, it does.
So,
yeah.
I
mean,
I
look, like
know.
I said,
so
I've read the
like...
reviews in detail. So I think I actually know, like, turn for turn what happens in this entire episode. So I'm keen to see it for myself.
Yeah.
See how
I look
I
forward
feel.
To having having a conversation about that.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
I can't wait to do that when you come back from Thailand.
When I come back from Thailand, because that's also news that we didn't cover. I'm going to Thailand, biatches.
Who cares?
I can't wait. Leaving on Boxing Day, I'm going to be there for New Year's Eve.
Get out.
Can't wait.
Well, jealous.
I know this is kind of like non-traditional, but I'm also going to mention right now what I've been reading.
Do it.
Real quick. Because
have you read the ones that I gave you?
One of my presents was Bitch Planet by Kelly Sue DeConnick.
Yes, and I love Kelly Sue DeConnick.
Well, I was keen as mustard to get onto this. When I read about her, I decided to look up other stuff that she's written, and I found she's done this series called, I think it's called Pretty Deadly. And I bought issue one of Pretty Deadly because I was like, that looks really cool. So this is the story. It's about Death's Daughter, essentially. Cool. And it's about how Death's Daughter, her role is, she kind of like seeks vengeance on men who have wronged women primarily.
So she's Anya.
But just, exactly. She's like Anya from Buffy. Exactly.
Oh. Which I've also been rewatching on Netflix.
Yeah, so I read issue one of Pretty Deadly. I really enjoyed it. The review I read compared it to The Sandman, and it does have a kind of epic, mythic feeling to it. It is very similar to Neil Gaiman's The Sandman. Obviously, it's just one issue. So for me, I always feel like I don't get quite enough out of just one issue to say much. But I really enjoyed it. Introduced all the main characters. Yeah, I don't think there's much you can say about an issue, but I enjoyed it. It had a dark feel to it. What actually happened? We really just got introduced to two characters, a father and a daughter, not Death's daughter, who are sort of traveling around from town to town, and then we discover that Death's daughter is chasing them for whatever reason. Okay, so they're on the run.
Ooh.
So that's basically what happens.
Death's daughter.
Yeah, so that's basically what happens in issue one, and I'm really enjoying that, so I'm going to get the next one.
That's right.
I also finished volume one of Why the Last Man.
What do you think? More?
I do, because I realized that I had read the first issue when I started reading it. I was like, oh, I've read the first issue.
When you leave here, I can
But having the whole volume,
fascinating, isn't it?
It's love a brilliant story.
I love it.
Fascinating how the roles sort of turn. And
do you know what I'm...
I was worried about rumors of it being turned into a television show because
The Last Man.
I don't feel like it could accurately represent... No. Like, I feel like the representation of women then
they're
would still, not be in a
positive
way.
They're still doing
it. I think it would be... I think it would be really hard for them to do. It would be really tricky to... because there's a lot of themes in there that I think
Huge.
The comic deals with them really well, but you could so easily fuck that up on TV.
I think it depends.
Yes.
On TV.
Yeah.
I can't remember who the studio who's doing it. If we're talking about like ABC, NBC,
it
something like
me.
That, forget it. It's done.
Yeah.
If it's somebody like HBO or Netflix
even,
or somebody
it's not
like
even that,
that,
like.
I think that we could probably get into those elements.
I think it's
a
bigger
better.
Beast than what they are really able to handle and translate through.
It's a very big beast. Like there's even just the first volume,
so
I'm like, ooh, this is really like the
and
Amazons.
More importantly, the depiction of women in their many different forms, in many different avenues. There is a huge range of diversity in the face of something completely different. And it's great.
Yeah.
But I feel like that diversity will get lost when put onto a small
screen. It'll be interesting.
And I feel like it's, you know, this has a lot of implications for how, especially the Amazons, for how people think about feminists. What is feminism and what do feminists look like? Because this is obviously, the Amazons are meant to be this over-exaggerated idea of the radical feminist who, you know, wants a world without men. I mean, they're amazing. I love those characters. They're so, so enjoyable to read about. I mean, they are radical. I mean, like cutting off their left breast so that they can hold their rifles or whatever it is. And I think the end of the first volume was when, what's his name? The main character. Shit, what's his name?
We'll call him Y. Just
whatever
just
his name is.
You.
His sister Hero is caught up with the Amazons and she's forced to execute someone on the spot to prove that she's loyal to the Amazons. And meanwhile, he's trying to find her and he's the last man alive. And it's just like, oh God, this is amazing.
It's a great journey.
I'm really enjoying it.
It's a great journey.
Yep.
And you've got the other one, don't you? You've got Velvet as well.
Yes, but I haven't started. I was about to say I haven't started watching that yet. Haven't started reading that yet.
That'll be Thailand reading.
But and also, yeah, can't wait to get into Bitch Planet. That's going to be the next thing. And of course, strong female protagonist, which was the other book I got. So, yeah, I've been doing lots of awesome watching and reading.
I'm looking forward to us talking. Well, we've all three of us here have a copy of Pitch Planet now. Merry Christmas.
Ooh,
so I'm looking forward to our discussion about that when we're back in the new year.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you, Santa Dean. Everyone, have a very Merry Christmas. Envy me because I'll be in Thailand from Boxing Day sipping cocktails on the beach and going to a moon party. Never heard of that, but everyone tells me that's what I have to do for New Year's Eve in Thailand.
That is totally awesome.
Don't take
you'll
any mushrooms.
Apparently that's what I have to do. Apparently Aussie tourists are really unreliable with their illegal substances overseas. So just don't accept anything from an Aussie. That's what I've
just
heard.
Just take it from any other nationality except Aussies. Eh?
Take it from a local. Anyway, Merry Christmas, watchers. Have a Happy New Year because I won't talk to you again. I won't talk to you at all. I just talk at you. Ciao.
Bye.
Bye, Em.
Woo! Look at those pants. Woo!
Okay. And we're back. Go, Nathan.
We are back. Oh, yes. I'll go into watching first. I've watched two movies actually in the last week. I've seen Gone Girl with Ben Affleck.
Penis?
Yes, there was. There was. Yeah, well, you know.
I know, it's just it.
And
we've got our own. We're not that impressed by it.
No. And it's a David Fincher film, who did Seven and some other great what was it? Panic Room as well. And it's a great film, but I felt that the ending was very lackluster. Have you seen it, Dan?
No.
Okay. It is good. It is a good film. It feels long in the portrayal of things. Essentially the film is about Ben Affleck's character who has this perfect life, so to speak. Lovely, perfect wife. She goes missing.
Yep.
And he all of a sudden becomes the center of attention because they think that she's dead. And then everything kind of sort of turns on its head when you think that you've worked everything out. I'm not going to say anything other than that because otherwise it gives away too much. But it's a very good film. It's very intense in places, but I just felt that the ending was very badly done.
There you go.
So that's one. The other one is the reboot, if you want to call it, of the, I think it was 70s or 80s Equalizer. It was a English production. This one's is the movie with Denzel Washington. And I always like a Denzel Washington film. It's not, the films like this, it's a bit like Man on Fire. This type of film, very gritty, very dark. Essentially, he is living a normal life, but it insinuates that he was some type of special forces. He's definitely got some serious training behind him and defends a prostitute for the Russians, and it's all out war with the Russian mob. Good film, fun film, lots of violence, so it's my kind of bag. So that's pretty much predominantly what I've been watching, other than the obvious Arrow and Flash, which I
thought
was
Love,
great.
Actually. That I went to
you
the
love
Go
Love.
To Christmas
you
film.
Love
it's
love.
A great Christmas film,
love,
as is Batman Returns.
Yeah.
What do you think makes a Christmas film?
I think what makes a Christmas film, and we had this discussion on Watcher,
we did.
Which was about
ironically why
about
why I'm bringing it up.
It's highly
great
ironic.
Segue,
as Mike would say.
I don't think it would, but okay.
we talked about it on Watcher, which was do you think that Die Hard is a Christmas film? Now I do, you do.
Uh-huh.
We know that Mike and Em both do, but some people actually say no, it's not.
Well, they're stupid.
What constitutes a Christmas film?
It's a film set at Christmas.
That's pretty much what I think too.
But people feel a Christmas film should be feel goody and family.
Well, it
I
should,
disagree completely.
It
Gremlins
have,
is
should
not
have,
that. And
should have Santa or Jesus or
Gremlins
something
is a Christmas
in that,
film. Ho ho ho, motherfucker! That's Santa.
Yeah. Does he say that?
Doesn't he?
In Gremlins?
In Die Hard.
I don't. Oh no! He says. I have a machine gun. Ho ho ho.
Oh whatever.
So there you go.
There you go.
Come on, get your lines right.
I haven't watched it in years.
Die Hard, Elf is another one that I love watching for Christmas, even though it is really very Christmassy. And that's so much fun. There's plenty of films that are not so much Christmas themed, but Christmas based.
Yeah, I agree. Exactly.
Like Batman.
Batman Returns.
Batman Returns.
True. So yeah.
Perfect. So Love Actually.
Exactly. Well, that is a Christmas film. Okay, so let's get into what you're reading. I'm going to start first, and I'm going to throw it a knife, and then I'm going to do a rapid roundup review of Marvel Comics. Rapid. I'm actually starting off by not talking about Marvel Comics. I've read issue number one of Escape from New York. Don't care.
No.
Yeah, you know what?
I was Computer says no.
It just didn't. I didn't feel it. I wanted to feel it. I didn't feel it at all.
Nobody's feeling it
at all. Because there's nothing. It's yeah.
Snake Plissken.
He could should have better. left him where he was. I'm now going to talk about Aquaman Volume 2 of the Others. It's the second volume in the New 52. And this is one which takes Aquaman. I was loving the first volume. I thought it was great. Why are you shaking your head?
I'm not sure about the second one.
Tell me why.
Have
you read it?
I've read right up until...
I didn't know that. Okay. Because I'm right there with you. I thought you were just being a smart ass.
Yeah, no.
I am right there with you. The second volume didn't do it for me. Introducing Aquaman and all these other people and former superheroes and all these other elements was
this other team.
I just didn't care. And it made it really me disconnect with the character. Yeah. The art is still fantastic. The storytelling is really strong, but I just...
The focus was sort of taken away
from Aquaman.
Him.
And that's all I want to care about is Aquaman.
Well, that's why they brought out the series Aquaman and the Others.
And I'm going to then focus on... I'm going to get the third one and hopefully that will steer the ship back on course. Then we have The Fade Out, issue number one. I think four issues are out now.
Yeah.
This is Ed Brubaker and Sean Phillips. It's like a 1950s... movie set, the main character, our point of view character.
Who's the publisher of that?
Image.
Oh,
he
Image.
Is a writer, and he wakes up and a girl's been... the lead star of a film is dead in his apartment. And he leaves and then finds out that the studio have framed it like a suicide. There's a bigger story here. I like it. It's
very
fun.
Noir.
It's different. It's not even that noir, but it's just nice reading a story, telling those elements and having such an underdog be a hero. I really enjoy that a lot.
Nice.
Lobo, issue number one. I thought I'm going to give the new Lobo... I'm not talking about Marvel yet. I said that.
Yeah.
I'm going to give the new Lobo a go. I actually enjoy it. A young, youthful Lobo. A lot of people have an issue with Lobo being so different. They answer at the very beginning. He answers what the deal is and he kills the old Lobo.
Right.
Because that guy's taken his body. And we need a more youthful, younger hero in this time. The same archetypes don't quite work. So does he transfer into... No.
Oh,
Lobo is actually someone else. He took the Lobo we know and love stole someone else's name.
Right.
And I really like it. I think it's great and bold. And it's nice to have the character be something so different. And that's how you do a reboot. That's how you do a new direction of a title. You don't change some elements. You reboot the entire direction.
Yep.
Bold, exciting, love it. Finally, I did some Christmas reading with... I'm a year late, but Happy by... Derek Robinson and Grant Morrison. Loved it. This is literally a Christmas book. It's set at Christmas time. It's got a Santa that's going to rape a group of girls and then kill them. It's awesome. It's very gritty. I would say there's even noir elements. It's really well... It's one of the most entertainingly storytold stories of Morrison's that I've enjoyed in a really long time. I didn't even realize it was a Christmas one when I read it. I've had this sitting for a year in my house, waiting to read it. I bought it for myself last Christmas and I thought, I better get onto it. Loved it. Really enjoyable read. Essentially what happens... I should explain more. I'm just gabbering away. When a guy is nearly killed, an imaginary friend is suddenly there. And the imaginary friend is like, oh, you can see me. Great. Or you've got to help me. We've got to save this girl. I'm her imaginary friend. You've got to help. You've got to help. And he doesn't want to. And he just wants to get out of town. Very gritty, very dark. It's great in which it tells past and future. And then you realize that the girl that's been kidnapped is his daughter.
Oh.
And she's about to get raped by Santa.
Happy is the character.
Yeah, the imaginary friend. Right. Well worth a read. Really entertaining. And finally, Wonder Woman issue 36. I've been loving the previous run of Wonder Woman that reintroduced into the New 52. Everyone has their concerns with the new writing and art team of the Finch family. So I thought I'll get the first issue and have a think. Hated it. One of the reasons why I loved the reading the first arc, and I've got the first volume and I've got the second volume as well, of Wonder Woman is the simple fact that this isn't the Justice League Wonder Woman. This is Wonder Woman who stands on her own. I feel like I'm reading the Justice League Wonder Woman. Right. And she plays second fiddle to all these men. It's I feel it gives away a lot of strength and character. She essentially has a whole heart-to-heart with Aquaman. because her biggest problem is she can't multitask. And I was just like, I was disappointed. Isn't it
written by a woman though?
Yeah, the direction for it, it wasn't. I don't know what captured me about the character, but this doesn't. Mm. I'll get a couple more issues, but I don't think I'm going to care. No. I'll talk about Marvel in just a moment after we fire over to Nate.
Yeah, I've been reading. This is a great one. This is it's called Whispers in the Walls, it's by a small publishing company in Spain called Humanoids. And it's actually a Spanish book that came out in 2011, and it's finally been translated into English. Now, if you listen to this show, you know quite often that I love reading any books that have been translated from another country, especially France, because they bring out some great books. And this is really something that's quite special. The book is about a little girl who wakes up and finds that she is in a hospital, a special hospital, so to speak, and that her family have died from a virus, and she is there now to try and heal, and at the same time they're protecting her from this virus outside the walls of this hospital, and her name's Sarah. And you find that it only seems to be affecting children. And the children turn into monsters. And so this is why you're hearing whispers in the walls, because nobody really knows what's going on except for the doctors, which are not telling the whole story. I can't go too much into this because, and it's a graphic novel, so it's a really fun read. The thing I like about this is that it's lovely paneling. You know, it tells a really nice story. There's not a lot of dialogue in certain places. So for instance, I'm just showing Dean a particular page, and there's one word on it. It says channel, child, and the rest of it.
It's just art.
It's just art, and it's telling this wonderful page. You know exactly what's going
There's
on.
There's a great narrative through that artwork.
It's beautiful, lovely, and you know, in the darker places, it's nice and dark and blue. Obviously with color for me is really important. So, you know, if they're in a candlelit room, it looks like it's candlelit.
Great thinking.
Yeah, lovely, lovely, lovely. And they're a lovely team too. So they've got a number of books that they've brought out, these three guys from Humanoids. But unfortunately, none of them have been translated that I know of. If they have, please let me know. The writer is David Muniz. The artist is Terso. And the colorist is Javé Montes, and they are a great team. So if you manage to get into your comic book store and you're interested in something that's a really good read, jump on to Whispers in the Walls. It's 166 pages of greatness.
Awesome. That's it. That's it from you.
That's it from me.
So I'm ready to dive into Marvel.
Rapid review.
Okay, people, you have not had Dean around for a couple of weeks, so. I'm going to miss the child is screaming in the hallway, and he actually
is excited.
The family are moving back to America, so I'm going to miss my upstairs neighbors. Yeah. But hey, anyway, let's dive into Dean's rapid review.
Rapid review,
talking all things Marvel. You know, I said not to ride the mic that much because you didn't need to move any further. No, exciting's not the word. Okay, so there's a lot to cover. So let's start. Kick off with all new X Factor issue number 17. It is a real shame this title's getting cancelled. It's great. He's done a really interesting take on Axis. He uses characters in a really great way, and it's really disappointing.
I agree.
It's just a brilliant title. Yeah. The way it's looking at Quicksilver is really great. I love it. Like, I'm just
it's a good dynamic team.
There's nothing. Yeah. Well, it's all about sales. It's all about money. That's it. That upsets me. Hulk issue number 9. I think I'm done with Hulk. This new direction for Hulk, which Dugan and Bagley are doing, is fine. It's not bad. I just don't think I care.
No, I don't think anybody cares. Really.
No, I think I'm going to drop it. Next week, I will discuss the culling of 2014. I'm going to get a printout of everything I have from the guys at the comic book store, and we're going to see how we go. Inhumans number 9. It's finally getting interesting with Axis. Sol's actually having some good fun with it, but I feel like this is on the chopping board as well, to be truthfully
it's
honest.
It's close.
It's fine. I just, come on, give me something more.
Yep.
Cyclops number 8, gone.
Yep.
Why? I actually thought I asked for it not to be connected, corrected
I
anymore.
Think I gave up after
and
5.
I honestly, I just think they keep putting it in my thing. So I keep going, Iron Fist going 2.
Yep.
Hang on a sec. I just got a text from my boss going, the Facebook photo made me feel faint. I'm like, oh, don't be silly. I put a photo of my gashed arm. It's fine. Iron Fist, I just don't care. Like, the art is really irritating me. I'm done. It's
I don't think this series is anywhere near as good as the previous one.
And it's just, it's what the art is distracting
this
me.
This is the immortal. This is, you know, this, yeah, the immortal.
The living weapon.
Yeah.
The art is distracting me from it. It's really actually frustrating me.
Yeah.
The legendary Star-Lord, I was ready to drop, and now there's a fun story with Kitty. It's cute and fun and very kiddie. I'm fine with it. Guardians 3000 is great. It's finally built its momentum. It shouldn't have taken three issues. Abnett and Lanning, just Abnett. You took too long, and these are well-established characters. You need to put us into the... Now, because we're delving into the fact that there is a deeper thing, storyline going on here. Axis Revolutions bores me. It's a side part of Axis. I just don't care. Oh, the Death of Wolverine, everything, spin-off. I'm dropping all of it.
Well, they got Wolverine.
I don't care. It's all going. Wolverine's going to be weekly. I don't want to read about it.
Yeah.
I, you know what would have been amazing with the Death of Wolverine? If you just let Wolverine be dead.
For a year and then...
Not even with bringing him back. You're spinning it into all these other directions for other characters that already had other places.
Yeah.
Wolverine's death shouldn't spin them into all these other ways. Just let their stories be told.
Yeah.
I'm not loving it at all. Angela, Asgard's assassin, really good start. I love that... a good start, but you've got to get me there a bit faster or I'll be dropping the book. It's not huge. It's not... the most brilliant time to read Marvel. Avengers, I feel like I'm rapid. I'm not really talking about anything. But it's rapid.
Avengers
39, Hickman's doing a great job with the Avengers and what he's doing. He's essentially got... The episode has ended with the new Avengers found captured by S.H.I.E.L.D. and the actual Avengers. So it's like 3 for 3, massive bust up. Love that to shit. Amazing X-Men, you're gone. I'm sick and tired of reading these trinkety stories about Nightcrawler and Mystique and all this shit.
Yep.
I don't care. This is not what I wanted to read this story for. Amazing Spider-Man Spider-Verse is great. I'm loving the shit out of it. The only thing that upsets me about the Spider-Verse is it's so many opportunities to tell so many spin-off spider stories that you are ruining me. I'm already thinking of dropping Spider-Woman.
She's getting a new... Has she got a new...
She's got a new costume. New costume? I hate it.
It's very cash.
It's shit. I don't like it. And more, it should be... If that was being drawn by... what's his name? Who did the Fantastic Four and does Silver Surfer at the moment? It would make a bit more sense, but it just upsets me, to be truthfully honest.
Yeah.
And all of that upsets me. Like, in doing the Spider-Verse, it's like, now we're going to have like 50 Spider titles. We just don't need it.
No.
We especially when Spider-Man's still not established in a place. Having Spider-Woman start in Spider-Verse, I'm actually thinking of dropping it. I'm just like, that's not my Spider-Woman. The Logan Legacy is a load of shit. I don't care about these Death of Wolverine stuff. Rocket Raccoon, issue number 6, is fantastic. It's a fun story.
Is Scotty Young still doing that?
Yes, he is. Yeah, it's a fun story between Rocket and a giant robot, and it's so much fun.
I've just finished 5, so...
Thor number 3 is brilliant. This new direction for Thor, the female Thor, is great.
Yeah.
The vulnerability, the strength, and we have the end of issue number 3. Thor is back. Thor, Odin's son Thor, is back with the arm of a Beyonder, I think. Not Beyonder. Destroyer.
Oh, interesting.
Spider-Verse team up, boring. Amazing Spider-Man annual, boring. Like, now I'm not going to get annuals unless they're written by the creative team that wrote it in the first place. Guardians of the Galaxy annual number 1, haven't read it.
Well, I'm not a big fan of annuals, to be honest. I mean,
this is the thing. I'm a fan of Uncanny X-Men annual, and the Guardians one I'm sure I'll be a fan of too, because they're written... Oh no, I'm sorry, I take it back. The Guardians of the Galaxy annual was great. It's Captain Marvel in with the Guardians of the Galaxy, and out in the world is a S.H.I.E.L.D. helicarrier with life model decoys fighting Skrulls.
Oh.
When the actual writer of the title does an annual, it's great. He also did Uncanny X-Men annual, which finally told us what happened to Eva when she traveled back in time and shows us what happened to her. And when these stories are actually told by the creative team, it fills me with nothing but joy. All New X-Men number 34. I don't think I've read you, even though I have you as a comic. So I'm going to have to go back and check whether or not I've read you or not, because I don't think I have. Moon Knight, you're on. Done. I'm done with you.
You're done with it?
I'm done with it. I don't care.
Really?
I just don't care.
Isn't he getting a new outfit too?
I don't care. Like, seriously. I mean, that's pretty much it at the moment.
Sorry, Shuri.
I feel bad. I know I've done like a big rapid fuck you with most of this stuff, but Axis is going on at the moment, and it's fine and it's good, but it's with the all of these events going on, they're really separating the Marvel Universe for me. That's not a bad thing. I think this is the least amount of X-Men comics I've ever collected in my life.
Wow.
I'm moving on to other areas. I'm moving on to other areas. I'm just, if the writing and creative team aren't nailing it for me, I don't want to read it.
Moving on up.
Moving on up. Still, it's an exciting time to read comics and everyone should.
It is very exciting.
Sorry, I was a bit of a negative Nancy, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, rapid FU.
That's what happens. And my arm's starting to hurt a little bit, so I reckon we round it up.
I reckon we round it up too. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
I hope you've enjoyed our Christmas episode.
Yeah, it's always.
And then there were two, Justine and Nate.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit like an Agatha Christie movie, isn't it?
I know, right?
Yeah, we're slowly getting.
It was Nate in the study with the microphone. We hope
really
you're all having a fantastic Christmas.
Yep.
We've loved chatting with you guys online, and we hope you are still enjoying the shit out of this show. You can get in touch with us at the Watcher Podcast on Facebook, at Watcher Show on Twitter. Just get in touch with us. We love hearing from you, but not you, Billy. We don't want to hear from you.
Oh, poor Billy. Poor Billy, especially if it's about Die
Hard. You know what?
Hard,
by the time Billy actually listens to the episode, because he told me the other day he hasn't really been listening, I'm like, he will probably hear this in February. Right. So fuck you, Billy. Yeah.
Yeah, take that next year, next Christmas, Billy, when you listen to this.
You know what? Like, yeah, it's just Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
And look forward to next week when we do our end of year.
End of year Boys Town episode.
Yeah, Boys Town. And we'll be posting information soon on our annual
Australia Day podcast.
Quite
frankly, if you know of Australian comics or you're an Australian comic book creator, the time to get in touch with us is now. To be able to send your comics through so we can do our massive one, because that is a huge weekend for me.
That is a massive weekend.
That is a massive weekend for the Midsummer Festival. Yeah. That Friday night of that weekend, in fact, is Shazam, my geeky dance party happening in the 86. It's going to be good fun, so feel free to cosplay up. Any of you who are listening to this podcast who are going to be at the Charter Sparkle Party, I'll see you on Monday night at the Butterfly Club.
Woo!
A great event that's not only fun for the Charter Sky, but raising money for Beyond Blue, which I think is brilliant. And
that's pretty much it. So if it's watch your Christmas in,
watch your ho-ho-hoing,
or watch your cutting your arm,
we want to hear about it.
Thanks very much. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Oh, 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 oh.